Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. This is the In Wheel Time car talk show. Just ahead, we talk to Gina Child-Knowles about the big circle track race next weekend at Houston Motorsports Park. We'll also have the stories making automotive news headlines this week. Howdy, along with Mike out of this world, Mars, ever hovering like the mother that he is. King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. Don Armstrong. No, I'm not Don Armstrong. I'm just a figment of that imagination.
That's scary.
Is Gina out there with us? We don't know because Mike's over here. So, but we're gonna get to hopefully Gina on the line here momentarily. It has been a true work of art today here in the studio that is kind of like watching an elephant paint a canvas. You ever watch that when he holds the big brush in the trunk and a big slop there and he dips it in the paint, a big slop there? It's kind of like that.
And somebody buys that for $10,000.
Right, to support the zoo or whatever it is. Whatever happened to Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, besides the fact that they're out of business?
Well, they're back. No, they're back without animals.
Yeah, they're back without animals.
They're back without any of the animals.
So clowns, the air shows.
So in other words, what they've done is they took Cirque du Soleil's version of a circus and stole it.
Probably not that elaborate. Probably much less elaborate than Cirque du Soleil.
No, Cirque du Soleil took it from them without the animals because they were Ringling Brothers was the original.
Right.
On the train cars, you used to go out and watch the trains go by when the circus was in town.
And then they had the animal walk from the train to the wherever it was.
Used to be Barnum & Bailey was based out of Sarasota, Florida.
Yes.
And down in Venice, Florida was Clown College. Where you would go.
No, it wasn't. It was right here in the In Wheel Time studio.
Yeah, between the four of us. But the Clown College was in Venice. My parents had a place in Venice, and they would do a preseason circus there. So we brought the kids a number
of times
to the preseason circus. You know, you get to go on the elephant rides, but much, much smaller audience than you would see.
Did you live there?
No, my parents did.
Retired.
Lived in Venice, Florida. Yeah. Retired.
Good.
And then it went away, and Barnum & Bailey went away. But they have a wonderful museum up in Sarasota, Florida, the Barnum & Bailey Museum.
They used to have a Circus World Museum in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Beautiful downtown Baraboo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We talked about that last night.
Yes, we did.
Baraboo. What a Baraboo. Place. It is a hot swinging place, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
South Central Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Baraboo. Not anywhere close to the Dells.
No, the Dells are different.
Yeah.
But Baraboo, that's the place. We ought to do remote there, Mike, from Baraboo.
It would be extremely remote.
It would be. Broadcasting live from Baraboo, Wisconsin.
For the first time ever.
Do we have Gina?
They don't kiss up there. They rub noses.
Looking for her.
Okay. I have some stories that I wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
Volkswagen Group and its Porsche unit have agreed to a class action settlement worth at least $80 million to resolve claims it skewed emissions and fuel economy data on 500,000 Porsche vehicles in the U.S., according to court documents. Owners of the vehicles accused the automaker of physically altering test vehicles that impacted emissions and fuel economy results. Impacted owners of eligible vehicles will receive payments of $250 to $1,109 per vehicle.
And the attorneys make $14 million apiece.
Per vehicle.
What kind of crap is that?
Well, that's class action.
Lawyers for the Porsche owners said the automaker physically altered the hardware, gears connecting the drive shaft and rear axle, and manipulated the software of testing vehicles. The test vehicles emitted fewer pollutants and were more fuel efficient than the production vehicles consumers bought or leased. Settlement documents say testing showed fuel economy may have been 1 to 2 miles per gallon lower than listed on vehicle labels. In other words, some of these car companies are just like some of our most of our politicians in Washington.
Lying.
Cheaters.
Well, the EPA tests. The EPA doesn't test anything. The car manufacturer delivers the information to the EPA,
yep.
And then it's called the EPA test because they have to follow a certain pattern protocol in the testing.
But yeah, they have to duplicate the same way the manufacturer did it.
No, EPA never tests. All that data is provided to EPA from the manufacturer. EPA gives them the test protocols.
Parameters, okay, I got
And then
you.
The car manufacturer does the testing. So it's easy for them to cheat.
In the Fox watch
But
the
this
hen house.
Isn't the first time Volkswagen has cheated.
No, no.
Do you remember all the diesels they recalled?
Yeah, for multiple times. So,
you know, the
Fox watch the hen house.
Yeah. So, not surprised, but come on. You know these attorneys all drive Porsches anyhow. So they're making money hand over fist on both sides of it.
With the defect.
That $200 that they're going to get back doesn't amount to diddly.
Nothing.
It's not
diddly.
Even a tank of gas today.
Bo diddly.
Pretty much.
Bo diddly.
Stellantis has issued a recall for an estimated 256,404 Chrysler vehicles in the U.S., following a pair of safety defects being discovered in certain models that could affect fuel supply or rear view image displays.
Because of the big fire back there?
2014 to 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 2014 to 2019 Ram 1500 models. A high pressure fuel pump failure that may cause fuel starvation was reported to potentially involve an estimated 138,645 vehicles. Only vehicles equipped with second-generation 3.0-liter diesel engines, eco-diesels, have been recalled. Meanwhile, an estimated 117,000 2022 Ram 1500s, 2,500 pickups, and 3,500 cab chassis models are being recalled because of software that could prevent backup cameras from displaying when in reverse. That's a recall?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a recall?
It's a compliance recall.
Yeah, compliance.
What do you mean, a compliance?
There's two kinds of recalls. There's a safety recall. Oh, my gosh. Your
wheels are going to fall off.
And then there's a compliance recall. And because part of the federal motor vehicle safety standard or motor vehicle standards is all vehicles, number of years ago, had to have a reverse camera in them.
Yeah.
When that doesn't work, they're out of compliance, so they have to recall it.
And didn't Tesla have wheels falling off their vehicles this week? Was that it?
I have that story.
Okay.
I'll read that
right,
in just
a
moment.
Okay.
So the Ultium-based electric cars, you know, the GM, the skateboard, they have a unique energy recovery system that absorbs the heat from a heat pump to heat the batteries up, because a warmer battery is going to give you a longer range and more power. But it also, and it helps reduce the consumption from the HVAC heating system. The heat pump enables a sportier driving, particularly in the Ultium platform's much lauded watts to freedom mode. You know, Tesla has insanity mode. Well, GM has the watts to freedom mode. What's the acronym? WTF.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is not a hokey story. They have a system on the Hummer HV called the Watts to Freedom mode, and it's identified as the WTF mode that lowers the vehicle and primes the energy recovery system to heat the batteries in preparation for full-on attack mode. The WTF.
Is it a button?
Yeah.
It's on the dash or something.
Yeah.
It says WTF.
Well, I don't know if it says WTF. I haven't seen it, but
no, it's actually spelled out.
It's probably spelled out. Watts to freedom.
Yeah. No, the other one.
That one. You know what you could do? You can get all that stuff on your computer now and print it out and put a little label on there.
Yeah.
What WTF?
Mm-hmm. Put that on all your buttons.
Who thinks these things up and not through?
Oh.
I mean, seriously.
Better yet, who approves it? Oh, that looks good. Okay.
A multitude of bad steps.
Or maybe they knew it going in and they said, you know what?
Let's just see
if we can
sneak
this by. Fun
Conrad will mention it on In Wheel Time.
You know, you were talking about the Hummer earlier. GMC's hiking the price of the Hummer EV pickup and SUV by $6,250 for customers who place reservations after yesterday, meaning today. The boost to the base sticker price is being driven by rising costs for commodities, mm-hmm. parts, technology, and logistics. Final pricing will be determined by options and packages a customer selects, along with the price customers and dealers agree to at the time of ordering. What does that mean? Well, in my book, it says it's going to cost you $79.95 for a set of floor mats, but gosh, they're in short supply, so we're going to have to charge you $179.90. Is that the way it works?
Yep. Well, because you got to remember, MSRP means manufacturer's suggested retail price. And the dealer can sell it for any price above or below.
So it's like going to Academy and buying a pair of jeans that are normally, you know, $59.95. But for today only, because you look funky, it's going to be $89.95 for you.
But it's the only pair left. You got to buy today to get that secret price.
And they're tattered and torn and they're women's.
And yeah. And in doing that...
Chick jeans. Remember those? I had a pair of those.
Did you?
Why does that not surprise me? He's going to wear them tonight at the parade. The Ford F-150 Lightning, Ford has issued a no-resale policy. So the dealers, Ford does not want the dealers buyers flipping their new trucks real quickly. Because you see that every year with certain cars at like Mecham Auction or at Barrett Jackson. So Ford is trying to do that to retain pricing so that they're not undercutting markups. And I'm thinking, let's see, an F-150 Lightning, the guy had the car on sale for a 100% markup. You know, I want to say it was like 79. He said additional dealer profit, $79,000. So they're trying, GM is, or Ford is trying to protect the dealer's ability to do that. Ford's written out letters to dealers telling them to stop doing
good luck. Yeah. True Car estimates that the average transaction price for this Hummer EV, since you all have interrupted me before I finish my story, rose 14% in May to more than $44,000 nationwide.
Wow.
That's not right. Anyway, Russian automaker building its cars without airbags, anti-lock brakes, and other common safety features because the parts it needs are being blocked by international sanctions imposed over that country's war with Ukraine.
Oh, it's Russia. They could care less about other
people. Autovaz.
Putin's fault.
We have Gina when you're
Autovaz, which is kind of like Vaz deference. This is Autovaz. I just had to go there. Autovaz, that's the name of the internet, right? Autovaz. Autovaz Difference, it's got to be short for that, is now building its popular four-door sedan, the Lady Granta. The Lady Granta, it's called, with no airbags, ABS, electronic stability control, or seatbelt pretensioners. The car also falls short of neighboring countries' emission standards.
But the Russians put up on YouTube some of the best in-car cameras.
I know.
They do. That's Putin's, you know, it makes Putin's me concubine. Frightened to get out on the regular street here in the United
Much
States.
Much less without an airbag in it.
Yeah. Autovaz Deference was part of Renault until May when the French automaker said, just go ahead and keep it in protest over the Ukraine invasion. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, time is short. Well, we finally got hold of our friend Gina Schall-Knowles. Gina, you there?
If you know, Don turns you on, we
no,
can
no, there she is. Okay, I'm sorry. Hi, Gina. Well, I have her potted up, so I don't know.
No, it's her. She's muted herself.
Gina, you're muted. Unmute your Zoom.
Unmute your Zoom.
The bottom. There you go. And, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, yes.
Sorry, I'm on the road.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I am going to Walmart to get some tickets for the 50-50 drawing tonight.
Okay.
At the racetrack.
And are you in town?
No, I'm in Mobile. We are racing at Mobile International Speedway tonight.
How fast are you going right down? Look down at the speedometer. How fast are you going?
I'm not telling you. No. Incriminate myself, no.
Exactly. So I know that you got a race there, but you also have a race here next weekend. I don't know why you do these back-to-back different city kind of things. But
yes,
so next weekend here at Houston Motorsports Park, it's the 4th of July weekend race, and we're looking forward to that. And so what's the latest with all of the entries you got?
We're going to have to get some more entries. I'm going to push our guys for them, but the Specne Autos won't be joining us.
Why?
And the times right now. It's a new thing for them, and with acquiring parts or pieces takes quite a bit longer, and if they tear something up on a one-off race like this that we're trying, then it impacts what they do as a whole in their normal seasons.
Okay.
And let's say, you know, and that can be something that they don't want to do. Most of them said that they wanted to watch it and see how it goes. Yeah. Well,
we're not going to watch four cars drive around the track.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So it's not going to work. So we kind of are going to step back, Richard and I, and reevaluate it, because it is a great fit for HMP. And back in the day, you remember at Texas World Speedway, the SCCA guys always ran.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
remember,
yes.
I don't know if y'all remember.
Oh, that. Yes, yes, yes.
So it's something that will work. We just have to launch it correctly.
So you're going to invite all of those Miata guys out there to the track for next Saturday night?
That is correct, definitely.
So
I think we should probably give them a little bit of, you know, fun time on the track, like a practice session, and let them feel it, see if it's something that they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. Yep. So what do you have scheduled for next Saturday night?
We have all of our regular classes, which would be the Pro Modifieds, the Outlaws, the Advanced Auto Parts, Pro Trucks. We're going to have Eco Stock. We're going to have the NASCARs. I haven't heard from those guys, Don. I know you love them, but I haven't heard from them. But they are on the books to race. We have
the Legacies.
Yep. The Legacy classes. And we're going to have the Wheelman Sportsman running, which used to be the Superstocks.
Very nice. So it's a full slate of entries. And when do things get going out there, Gina?
We usually open the gates at 5 and start racing about 7, but I'm going to look. Is the weather? I haven't looked at the heat. Over here in Mobile, it's extremely hot, like temperatures of 102 and 104. Not the feels like, but the temperature.
Yep.
So we kind of push the racing back here and are getting a later start.
Yeah.
But usually I think we open about somewhere between 5 and 6 and start racing, you know, about 7. So if it's a normal temperature, I mean, we can handle 99. You know,
yeah,
in Texas, we're used to that, but it'll be a start time. A gates open at about 5, a start time about 7.
Okay, how much are tickets?
Tickets are adults are 15, adults are 15, kids, military, seniors, and first responders are 10. If they bring a receipt from Advanced Auto Parts or CarQuest, they get a $5 discount off of the general admission.
Oh, wow.
Very nice. Okay. Well, I assume that you're looking for a full house. And, of course, it is the 4th of July weekend, and I am assuming that you're going to have fireworks out there.
Yes. Yes and yes. So we're looking. I'm hoping to get everybody out, as many people as possible. We named it the Liberty Bell, of course, to reference the Playland Park and did they run Liberty Bell at Meyer Speedway?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big race, and that was when George Nash, who recently passed away back in his day, back in the mid-60s, he would put a wing on the top of the modified cars, which was a big deal back in the day. And those cars would really go fast despite the heat.
I did not know that he did that. The first one, was he like the first one to do that?
Yeah, I think so. It was a big, big deal. Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, George was my hero back in the day, car number 24. Of course, let's not forget the Galveston Gambler. That would be Joe Plowman. He, too, was a big hero of mine. Love those guys. And I got to meet both of them at the Meyer Speedway reunion. Pat myself on the back. I got pictures.
There you go.
All of that. It was like a kid in a candy store there.
Oh, it's like a kid selling Cokes.
Yes,
or Pepsi.
Man, that was such a great day. That was... almost everyone was living.
Yes.
When we did that. So it was really my grandpa was in a wheelchair, and you know, he wasn't very easy to communicate with, but you could tell he knew the racers when they walked up to him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
He knew they were. Yeah, it was truly a magical day. Well, Gina, I wish you the best of luck next weekend. Let's get the word out with everybody. Send us the poster, if you would, please, so we can get that posted
up
for you.
So tell us how fast you're going now.
coming up on 40.
Are there still dollar dogs and dollar beers?
We're working on that.
Okay.
That's been a challenge because of the price of everything.
Oh yeah.
Gotcha.
Everything's up.
That's why I asked.
Even $2 dogs and $2 beers is a bargain.
Still a bargain, yes.
Well, I tasted the hot dog options for the dollar. Hot dog, I was like, yeah, no. No, we're not going to do it. I'd rather sell it for a little bit more than a buck and it'd be good.
There you go.
Buy, you know, the cheap stuff and give it away for free.
Here's the suggestion. Just buy lots of mustard and you can coat over everything with that.
That's like eating an oyster with a bunch of red sauce and a cracker. same thing. You're just disguising the awful
thing. Yeah, but it's still slimy going down.
Gina, we love you. Good luck next weekend. And
good luck this weekend as well.
Yeah, over there in Mobile.
And we'll see you in Winter Circle, right?
Yeah.
Right, Don?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, everyone else, y'all let me know. I want to see all y'all out there.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
All right. Thanks.
Gina.
Saving asphalt racing on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be some guys from Mobile that'll come over here because, you know, there's a few guys that are from here that actually go over there. It's becoming more and more difficult, but think about it. Because cost of the fuel. Yeah. You got to tow a race car and all the parts and trailer.
Probably an easy $1,000 back and forth.
Yeah, probably
and,
so.
And she looked like she was hauling asphalt.
Yeah, well, knowing by her, all she, stuff she going by the window, was, yeah. Mm-hmm. The average new vehicle now costs nearly what a typical American makes in a year, but few in the industry seem all that concerned. The average transaction price reached a May record of $45,500, according to J.D. Power. Cox Automotive and Moody's Analytics put the cost of acquiring a new vehicle in May even higher, $55,821, when including factors such as financing, a figure that represented 41.3 weeks of the $70,284 U.S. median household income. Hmm. That's huge. And now...
But they have 84-month financing.
84-month financing, yeah. Yeah, let's just get all that interest that you can.
Seven years to finance your car. It won't last that long, and the warranty runs out after three.
A major automaker trade association, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, attributes rising prices to consumer demand for larger and more expensive vehicles, particularly trucks. Automakers also acknowledge they've prioritized production vehicles with higher price points during the last year as microchip shortages limited the number of cars and trucks they were able to build.
They, you know, when you're limited in what you can build, you might as well build the high profit ones, which are the high content ones.
Auto Nation's Mike Manley.
Yep.
Mr. Mars and I met Mike many years ago when he was the Jeep guy. But, you know, Mike quit Stellantis and went over to be the CEO of AutoNation. He said in April that the retailer had not seen any reduction in the demand for new vehicles or really any perceivable segment shifting as a result of current economic conditions. Kelley Blue Book last week said the average mainstream brand new vehicle sold for $43,338 in May, $1,000 above sticker, while the average luxury brand vehicle sold for $65,370, another $1,000 over sticker. We keeping you up?
Mm-hmm. And AutoNation as well has a large footprint here in Houston.
Yeah.
And most of their stores actually say AutoNation, but not all of them. They have the Mercedes store on Greenway Plaza is AutoNation, the Mercedes store on 45 and 1960, the BMW store.
And you know, they make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of money. I think that their markups, either through volume, I don't know how they're doing it, but apparently their profit is way above the average industry.
And their marketing, they use a lot of advertising on the Indy circuit, Indy racing.
But they also do a lot of self-branding. Mm-hmm. When you go into an AutoNation store, they have AutoNation-branded parts there, so which is unusual for a dealer body to have stuff that says,
for instance,
AutoNation wipers, AutoNation filters, you know, all of those things are run through the AutoNation funnel as well, as opposed to, you know, buying them from somebody else.
Well, that's just buying them from the vendor or getting first right of refusal on a part.
Well, yeah, but they actually have AutoNation's logo mm-hmm. and that pink.
That's like going to a HEB and you've got French's mustard or you got the HEB mustard.
In the probably exact same bottle with a different
probably
label.
Made on the same assembly line. Yeah. They just make it a different label and you charge you a dollar less.
We've had two mustard references in the past 10 minutes.
I like mustard.
I do too.
I'm a mustard man.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my current favorite is Coop's horseradish mustard.
Coop's
horseradish. Out of Wisconsin. Imagine that. God. For those brats. Ah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oofta, ooh. Don't you know.
Consumer Affairs, not Consumer Reports, but Consumer Affairs, a consumer review and research site in February, said a poll of 1,000 people revealed the maximum amount respondents were willing to spend on a new vehicle was?
Hopefully 45,500.
43, yeah.
Take a guess.
32.
22.
Oh.
Well, they're going to be buying one of Jeff's used police cars.
And that just 2 out of 5 respondents looking for a new car were able to find options in their price range.
Yeah.
And 28% of those looking to buy were thinking about giving up. That's what I do.
At $22,000, there's very few options out there. There are no options.
It's used. It's got to be used. You're not going to buy anything that you really want.
Well, Mike had a list of ugly cars. You might be able to
That's a great business plan to have nothing but used police cars on a lot.
I agree.
It's called the auction.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And
no, I mean, as a retailer.
You need to put your headset on, Mike, if you want to talk to us all, because you haven't talked to us the entire show.
I feel a little slighted.
What are you doing over there?
He's still fixing.
I'm working. He's fixing. Thinking for the police car lot auction, you could be a CCC,
you know,
cheap cop cars.
I like it. Cheap cop cars. And get some, in particular, go to the snow belt and buy those cars that are all rusted out.
And bring them south.
Yeah, bring them here. Or those that we have here that are flooded. Take those up north. You could have a inner exchange thing.
Don't go to jail in a beater. Yep, that would be the logo.
We chase the competition.
I hope someone out there is writing all this down. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Want to turn on everybody's brake lights? Just park this in your neighborhood.
With that, it's time to take a break here on the In Wheel Time Car Show. Stay with us.
Get out the permanent marker and write on your wall calendar the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday, September 17th, 2022. It's the fall edition of Tailpipes and Tacos at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for best hot rod, best classic, or best modern classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rod, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee, and cars will automatically compete for those much-sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's Tailpipes and Tacos Fall Edition, Saturday, September 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Celebrate the beginning of fall and the return of the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday morning, September 17th, 8 to 11 a.m. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Want to take a minute to tell you about Gulf Coast Auto Shield, a Houston detail company like no other. Gulf Coast Auto Shield offers paint correction services that'll give your car, truck, or SUV a like-new shine. Afterwards, you'll want to protect it with a professionally installed nano-ceramic coating or protection film. Worried about your very expensive windshield getting damaged, broken, or cracked? Let Gulf Coast Auto Shield install ExoShield, a windshield protection film. Give John Gray a call today or check out their website, gcautoshield.com. Hey, whether you own a new, ultra-expensive, exotic, or a 5-year-old Suburban, Gulf Coast Auto Shield will help keep your investment looking like the day it rolled off the assembly line. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is conveniently located on the South Sam Houston Parkway, just south of I-69, the Southwest Freeway. Meet the staff and check out all of their services online right now at gcautoshield.com. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device and never have to worry about finding us again. Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.